News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, almost two-thirds of Irish workers find it difficult to switch off from work. That is according to new research from Robert Walters Recruitment. And I'm joined by Caroline Reedy, the Managing Director of the HR Suite. Caroline, does this come as much of a surprise to you?
Not really. I think the lines have got very blurred between when people are doing work activities and when people are actually fully switched off. And I suppose most people now have emails on their phone.
Yeah.
You know, people work different types of flexibility. And even though they might put a footer at the end to say, I don't expect you to reply until your working hours, oftentimes the employee or the manager, etc., may feel, look, I might as well just respond now straight away that I've seen it.
And you know, I think that you're quite right. The blurring of the boundaries, people have devices in their hand that do connect them to their workspaces. But is there good and bad in it? And what I mean by that is, yes, you're never off. That's bad, maybe. And I wonder, does it increase things like burnout for people? But in another way, you're always flexible. So if you want to work a little bit smarter rather than, you know, prescriptively, that maybe that's okay too. Is there good and bad in this?
Without doubt, and I think you've hit the nail on the head. Like, you could, most people will make it work for them. You know, people, because of flexibility now and people being able to work a hybrid, etc., rather than having to do the commute every day, for example, there'll be a day that they'll do kind of focused admin work from home, saving themselves from that perspective. So I think it's just probably a really good reminder coming into the festive holiday season to just remind people that, look, respect each other's time
yeah.
and boundaries. But it works both ways. And I think by making it work both ways, it's a win-win for both parties. But this research highlights the fact that it's definitely spotlighting people feeling the pressure
yeah.
that they need to respond immediately. And that's probably the bit we need to rethink a little bit, because
yeah.
most things that
immediate
we know
reply
are not urgent.
Is the issue. And so this is a problem if it bothers you, maybe not so much of a problem if it doesn't. And that immediate reply, is that the issue, that we need to push back on that?
I think it's just what's urgent and what can wait. And an awful lot of work can wait, and it can be responded to tomorrow. And it actually makes more productive sense that a lot of people, when they're trying to do deep focused work, that they turn their email pop-up off. So it's actually not helping productivity for us jumping from one thing to the next. So it's probably just a good refocus on what's actually the best time to be spending doing this. And maybe at night, people responding to emails that can wait in the morning
yeah.
mightn't be practical and not necessary. An emergency is always an emergency, though. But I think this research is highlighting it's probably just becoming common practice rather than
yeah.
the emergency.
Look, great advice there as ever. Thank you for that, Caroline. That's Caroline Reedy there, the Managing Director of the HR Suite.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.